Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues. A very serious question today. Will America survive? Or perhaps we could say, can America survive as a nation, as a people, as a constitutional republic? Is it possible that we will not survive? What are your thoughts? During the course of this broadcast, we invite you to call in. Join the dialogue and the discussion on this issue today. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Where do we turn as a people, as a nation, as we watch the foundations being clawed out from under us, eviscerated, totally destroyed? Which direction do we go in? What do we do as a Christian, as moral, ethical people today? Where do we turn? What should we do? As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day on this broadcast, we do so based on the truth book. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God that makes all the difference in the world. It ought not to be our decision, what we do, what we say, where we go, ought not to be based on any denominational dogma or any philosophical rhetoric. It should not be based on political, ideological bent. But we should make our decisions of what we're doing and how we respond as an individual and as a nation based on the authority of the Word of God. The problem is, if I can simply tuck this in, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone too far from God. We've turned our backs on God. We've disavowed, we've disallowed, and we've dissed God in every category of society, political, social, and even in many of the denominations today, religious denominations. We have literally turned our backs on God. So if we've done that, ladies and gentlemen, how can we expect to survive as a nation? If we've said no to God, if we've said no to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if we've rejected the cross, if we've rejected Christ, if we've rejected the church, how can we turn to God and say, God, deliver us, save us? And I say all of that with the backdrop of the high potential, hear me, the very high potential of entering into World War III, an international war is looming on the horizon. Now, I pray that I'm wrong, but as I study the scripture and as I look at what is happening in the world, I believe we see the events of the world coinciding with scripture uniquely, individually, and collectively as perhaps never before in the history of the world. So as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we continue to do so. We do so based on the truth book, the Bible. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then the Lord Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, I am truth. And then he says, thy word is truth. It is the truth of the word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I commend to you a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview says that whatever's happening in the world, whatever's happening locally, nationally, internationally, that we examine it through the prism of what does the Word of God say? How does God's Word coincide with, or what does God's Word say in relationship to, those events that we see taking place? And that is a challenge even today, that we ought to be able to do that as Christians. One of the things that is so sad and frightening is the fact that so few Christians have a biblical worldview, that they do not see the reality of what God is doing. But ladies and gentlemen, if I can fast forward for a moment, I believe we're watching God progressively judging the Gentile nations as he reconnects, if you please, re-engages with the Jewish world, i.e. Israel, the nation of Israel. May 15, 1948, Israel became a nation after being in diaspora for some 2,500 years. First time that's ever happened in the history of the world. And God is now dealing with Israel. And we can see that, and we'll talk about that on this broadcast today, of what God is doing in relationship to bringing Israel and the very focus of the world events that's taking place today. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be very, very true today. There's a disdain for truth, a dissing of truth, a disavowing of truth in our society today. And it permeates the Beltway in Washington. It permeates multitudes today in society, as well as in what we would call the, not just the secular, but in the Christian world, the religious world, where there's a denial of the truth of the Word of God. You'd be surprised how many people, when you say this is what the Bible says, this is what your life needs to be like, this is what you ought to do, they will make the statement, I don't care what the Bible says, I know what I want to do, I know what I've experienced, I know what I would like to do. Simply disavowing the Word of God. We need to realize, ladies and gentlemen, it's the death of truth that's caused the decline in America today. The death of truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I commend that to you. I believe it's time as moral, ethical people, it's time as Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America to get back to the truth, seek the truth. You won't find that on the Communist Network News. You won't hear that out of Washington. You won't hear that out of AOC or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or any of the others in the Beltway in Washington. The Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party does not know how to find the truth, to tell the truth. I don't believe they could even spell the truth, ladies and gentlemen. It's the truth that we need to seek. And it's only through the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that we can know that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries a full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, where is that? How can I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole there, ladies and gentlemen. I understand it's about 165 feet in the air, with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait. There's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is looking for help. They're hiring all positions. House and grounds and maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly, oriented environment there, ladies and gentlemen. They're closed on Sundays so that you can work on Monday through Saturday, worship with your family in the house of God on Sunday. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is hiring all the positions. Call Tools for Time or drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your appointment, fill out the application, wait for an interview, and see what God does in placing you in the part of the team as part of the team for Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, Tools for Time. www.thefoundationsbedestroyed.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. Let me remind you, those telephone lines are open, 831-0917, 831-0917. Do you believe America can survive? Do you believe America will survive? What does the Bible say in relationship to the survival of the United States of America? Do you find any place in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the nation called America? America, is it there? Is it any place in the final days of the biblical record for the world? Ladies and gentlemen, Russia, listen to this. Russia just invited China to step in and assist with its war against Ukraine. Now, listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. We've touched on this two or three times before in a different fashion. Russia and China, Putin and Xi, met several months back, and they formed an alliance, an agreement, that whatever China does, Russia will back. Whatever Russia does, China will back. Whatever Russia needs, China will help. Whatever China needs, Russia will help. That's their agreement. And it's coming to the forefront today, ladies and gentlemen, because today Russia has just invited China to come in and to support meeting the need of the Chinese government. Ladies and gentlemen, most if not all, businesses that are American-known names are now pulling out of Russia. They're pulling out of Russia, closing. Even Coca-Cola, the Golden Arches, McDonald's. And now Putin is threatening to seize all of the assets of these companies as they pull out, to seize them and sell the property and the residual going back to the Russian government. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is so unusual, listen to this. Looking at an article that says Chinese firms tied to Hunter Biden could bail out Putin. Let me read that headline again. Chinese firms that are tied to Hunter Biden could bail out Putin. Dateline March the 10th. President Biden's son, Hunter, has done business with two Chinese state oil companies that are in the discussion with Beijing to invest in Russian gas companies' giants, which has been sanctioned in response to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. It goes on to talk about the company, which Hunter Biden may still hold an investment in, a direct investment or indirect investment, either one. Some say one way and the other another way. And China's National Petroleum Corporation hoped to take advantage of deep discussions in the shares of the oil company, according to the Bloomberg report, highlighted by the Washington Free Beacon. Further in the article, it says, question, is Hunter still tied up with the Chinese firms that could bail out Putin? Question mark. Quote, any deal would likely upset the Biden administration, which warned China this week against helping Russia circumvent sanctions, end quote. Now, here's Sleepy Joe challenging China, basically saying, if you help Russia, you're a bad boy, and we're going to do something to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is all bark and no bite. The Biden administration has continually threatened Russia, continued to say, here's a red line, continued to say, you can't do this and you can't do that. And we're watching Russia's Putin thumb his nose at Biden and keep moving forward with whatever he wants to do. We're seeing that taking place, ladies and gentlemen, with Iran, Syria, North Korea, watching it in Russia and China, where they're paying no attention to, ignoring Joe Biden and the present American administration. It is a scary thing if you look at it from the human standpoint as to what we see taking place with the national, international leaders that are laughing at Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you, China's now using the same tactics Russia used while entering the war against Ukraine. China is now saying, listen, the latest, by the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Jump in the dialogue and discussion at any time you feel like it and would like to do so. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm passionate about this issue because what we're watching is the hand of God. We're watching God's word leaping off the pages onto the front lines of the newspapers, on the headlines of the television cameras, and the headlines of the radio broadcast news. We're watching God at work. We're watching God's word come to fruition. For many, 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 many years, centuries, in fact, multitudes of pastors, preachers, teachers, theologians, and academic minds, theologically speaking, have wondered how these things could come together and mesh together. We're watching it take place today, ladies and gentlemen, when China is coming to the forefront. Russia is coming to the forefront. Israel has already been on the forefront. We're watching the merging of these things coming together, ladies and gentlemen, that show us that it's the hand of God that's at work. I believe we have Matthew on the phone. Go ahead with Matthew with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I think the thing about Christians is we forget that we're not Israel. God's not going to bail us out every time like he does Israel. We can't turn our backs on God like Israel did, and him. He was always faithful to Israel no matter what, no matter how terrible they done him, you know, the idolatry and everything. And Israel would turn their backs, and God would still be right there. Well, we're not Israel, and America don't realize that. The Christians don't realize that. We got to turn to God and stay looking towards God. We can't take our eyes off God. And when we start doing that, America as a nation will rise to the top again. Because in America, we, the Christians, the people who love God, was the ones who made America excel. Because Amen. God was behind it. And as long as God's behind it, you can't lose. And we haven't had God, you know, in We've been looking for God as a nation. How about that?
Absolutely. You're right on target. One of the things we've done, Matthew, and you're exactly right, spot on with your statement. We've turned our backs on God. We've denied God. We've dissed God. We've canceled God completely. We have removed God from the classroom. We removed prayer from the classroom. We banned Jesus and the Word of God from the classroom. And yet somehow, some way, America feels that all we've got to do is call on God and he's going to deliver us again. Just as you've said, I believe that as we watch the scripture, we see how over and over in the Old Testament, Israel would turn from God, abandon God. God would take them into bondage. They would plead with God, pray, turn back to God, repent. They would then start that cycle all over again. What we're seeing with America today, is that I believe God has progressively started judging our nation as a result of our turning our backs on God. And as you said, the only hope that America has, the only hope that we have for the future of a nation, is that we turn back to God before it's eternally too late. And I believe that it can be if we were to make that decision to do so. But Matthew, one of the things that I'm finding, you know, the Barna Report, George Barna said that in 18 months, and that was in September of last year, that about 60,000 churches in America would close. We're having thousands of churches right now closing in America. We're watching Christians that are unchurched. That is, they're not going to church anymore. The mindset is, I can sit at home, watch it online, and I don't have to worship. You don't have to be obedient to the scripture. We're watching the collapse of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of that, and of course the scripture says in Matthew 5 that if the church, and it's talking about the church, that we're to be salt and light. If we're not salt and if we're not light, it has no value but to be cast out and trodden underfoot, and the light will be taken out. So Matthew, we need to keep praying and looking up, asking God to intervene, intercede, and to turn America around and to allow America to turn back to God. That's the only hope that we have, and I'm in agreement.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I want to say one more thing, Dr. Youngblood, and I hope everybody's listening to this. What we need to do as a nation, as Christians, is we need to take to the streets all at one and pick a day and everybody go out and let's worship in the streets. And you know what? What did God say? He said, we didn't praise them, the rocks would cry out. Well, that's the problem. The rocks are crying out right now. Just praising God. And we need to take it to the streets as a people and as a nation, as Christians, to the whole world. Just go out and everybody worship in the streets. Amen. And show God we love him.
It's saying to the world, we're not ashamed of God, we're not ashamed of the Bible, we're not ashamed of being Christians. And yet so often Christians have the philosophy and feeling, if we stand for Jesus, if we stand for the Word of God, if we stand for truth, that somehow, some way, we might alienate someone else, we might drive them away. But Matthew, you're exactly right, that's our only hope. So I pray that you'll continue, keep on keeping on, brother. God bless you.
Well, we need stop being divided as religious sects, because we're not. We're children of God. And if we're children of God, it don't matter if you're Methodist, Presbyterian, whatever. If you're a child of God, you're a child of God. And let's just forget about the, for right now at least, until this nation gets turned around. And then, you know, because the old church, they weren't Presbyterian and this and that. Paul, it was just the Christians. That's all it was.
Absolutely. One of the things that we've done, we have dissected the Word of God. We've taken parts in different denominations with the...
That's right. And who don't like this, I don't like that. So we're going to be somebody
else. With the denominational dogmas, they have sliced the Word of God, sliced and diced it. This is the reason we find Matthew, and perhaps you're aware of that, across all ALL, all denominational lines, every denominational line, somehow, some way, to some extent, embrace the sodomite lifestyle, embrace the drug culture, embraced murder by way of abortion. They've embraced the CRT. They've embraced everything that's antithetical to the Word of God. So that little minuscule remnant that's called the church, the real church, we need to cease and desist on trying to be divisive in what we do, but to stand
that's
for the
right.
truth of the Word of God. Let God's Word stand regardless of what the world says. We do
Amen,
not need to
brother.
Embrace it. We need to say that it is sin, it's wrong, and not be submissive
that's
to
right.
it. And that's hurting
and harm. Don't bend. Don't waver
Absolutely.
from your decision.
Absolutely.
That's it. Stand for
that's
God.
It, brother.
No one else.
Good. God bless you. Thank you for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. We're talking about today the question, will or can America survive? We're talking about surviving. And I'm not talking about just the war effort by China and Russia. I'm not talking about just the missiles that's being fired now by Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Although we'll talk about those things, I'm talking about also with the admixture of that, if we've left God, if we've denied God, if we refused the Word of God, if we have gone into a total secularistic society, can we think somehow, some way that God's going to continue to bless America and allow America to survive in these last days? I think not. But somehow, some way, we are overlooking that as a people and as a nation. But ladies and gentlemen, as we're watching the move with Russia and China, each embracing the other and what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden is silent. Joe Biden is silent. Let's just look at some of the things that's taking place today on a global basis. For example, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it, Iranian missiles just struck our U.S. consulate in Iraq. Silence from Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, a consulate property or a embassy in any other nation is considered U.S. soil, is considered U.S. domain, U.S. territory. And yet we've had the enemy, Iraq, firing missiles into the Iraq consulate, the U.S. consulate in Iraq, and nothing is being done. We're watching Iran stand up and flex the muscles, thumb their nose in the face of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings to my mind Ezekiel 38 and 39. Where Russia will lead a five-nation coalition against Israel and come against Israel, it will proliferate into a global world war. We're watching that take place today. Russia will eventually, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, lead Turkey, Germany, Iran, which is old Persia, Libya, and Syria, will be led by Russia to come against Israel. Now, I think we're watching. Now, this is me. This is my theological understanding of the Word of God. I think we're watching the seeding, the budding of that very thing take place now. Don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Bennett, the Prime Minister of Israel, has been right dead center of the events taking place in Ukraine and Russia by trying to do a peace brokerage deal, and the peace broker is none other than Bennett out of Israel. There's not been anything that's been fruitful from that. But he's been in the center of that. And yet Putin has now threatened Israel, demanding that Israel give up the Golan Heights. And Israel's only Golan Heights is high above elevation, high above Israel. And it's the only preparation they have. It's only hope that they have for warding off the enemy coming in from Syria. So if they give up the Golan Heights, they're giving up security. And yet Putin, out of Russia, is demanding that Israel give up the Golan Heights. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden is silent right at this very moment. We'll talk about that further in this broadcast. Biden is reviving the Iranian 2015 nuclear deal. And in that reviving of that deal, U.S. taxpayers, American monies, that's been the monies that's been frozen, I believe it's like $100 billion been frozen in bank accounts in America and other international bank accounts that supposedly belongs to Iran. Biden has agreed to release. By the way, you know who's been brokering the deal for the 2015 revival of the 2015 nuclear treaty with Iran? You know who's been brokering that, having the conferences and the talks? None other than Russia. Russia is sitting at the table with the Biden administration talking heads to revive the nuclear treaty with Iran. And what they've agreed to do, and in part, in principle, is that they will allow Iran to continue to develop a nuclear weapon. They will allow that to continue because what Biden is trying to get Iran to do is to appease them with a nuclear deal so that Iran will provide crude oil for America rather than allowing American oil drillers and oil companies to produce our own oil. During the Trump administration, America was energy free, energy independent. We didn't have to depend on foreign oil. But now, as it stands, without Russian oil or Ukrainian oil or oil from Iran or oil from Venezuela or other nations, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. This is the reason that the tank now, you're looking at $4, $5, and $6 a gallon. Some places on the West Coast and Northeast, the gas is already over $6 a gallon. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is happening on a global basis and how does that affect the United States of America. What will take place as a result of what is happening and America continuing to basically say, that's all right, God's going to take care of us, God's going to protect us. Russia has now demanded, ladies and gentlemen, as I said a moment ago, that Israel surrender the Golan Heights. North Korea is coming to the forefront again. North Korea has just started firing its ballistic missiles again. Looking at an article, that says Kim Jong-un says North Korea is planning a monster, listen, a monster intercontinental missile launch in April in return to proactive nuclear arms testing program, end quote. That's the headline. Further, it says Kim Jong-un, North Korea has been using satellite subterfuge to test parts of the so-called monster missile, and that analysts say, as it gears up for the sanctions shuttered launch ahead of a key domestic anniversary in April. Further, this article states, when Donald Trump was president, North Korea was quite tame, and he and Kim Jong-un got along famously, writing, quote, love letters to each other. But after a year of pretend, President Joe Biden, global bad actors suddenly feel emboldened again, as we have been watching over the past two weeks in Russian invasion in Ukraine. Further, the article states in North Korea, one of those states like Iran. North Korea is acting like Iran, this article says. Russia's been percolating for 8 years, and then they moved to own against Ukraine, stunning everyone. Kim Jong-un is a nutcase, but one that deserves to be taken very seriously. North Korea plans this monster missile launch in April, according to analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching on a global basis all of the actors now that's against America, that's against God, that's against the Word of God, that's non-Christian, where Christians are repressed, where Christians are murdered, where Christians are put in the gulag. We're watching these things come about with these nations that are anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Christian, that's now flexing their muscles at America and saying, we will do as we please. And ladies and gentlemen, each and every move they make is further repression, further undermining, further destruction, further annihilation of our very foundations. We need to be very careful of where we're going. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.